What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right. So this is a great tune, obviously.
Yeah, there's no way we could sing this.
Man. No.
Marvin Gaye sounds great.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. It's breaking news that Marvin Gaye is in the Commodores. Great one, Jack.
That's Lionel.
Yeah.
You may know his daughter, Nicole Richie.
Oh, who could forget? Paris and Nicole.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I knew that's something you could relate to.
Jack thought Marvin Gaye.
I'm a Lionel Richie's man. All right.
But you're a solo Lionel Richie's man.
Yeah,
right?
I know he's in the Commodores. Yes.
You're dancing on the ceiling.
What's the
one where he's like,
hello?
Hello? Yes. Yeah.
What a video that was with the
blind
student. Yeah.
It's a sculpture. Yes.
That's was awesome. It Bam?
Yeah, you remember
it was
that
not
video.
Bam. That's I nice. Do.
Yes.
Well, Lionel Richie had a run.
He did have a run.
Yeah, but Marvin Gaye's better.
Yes.
Yes, but they're different.
Well, I didn't know if it was a take. I just wanted to get in the mix. Yeah. I wanted to get in the mix in your 80s nonsense. Or is that 70s?
Marvin Gaye.
Both. Yeah. 70s and 80s.
So hold on. Marvin Gaye's the Ain't No Mountain High Enough, though, right?
Yes.
Never a doubt. There you go. Yeah. We comes right back around.
And we also, you played a tune yesterday with Marvin Gaye.
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
No.
What was the other
one? What did you play yesterday?
I don't remember. What did you play yesterday?
I played Ain't No Mountain High Enough yesterday.
That's with Marvin and Tammy Terrell.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you did play that yesterday. That's what
and then was. Who sings Easy Like Sunday Morning?
That's the Commodores.
Lionel Richie. That's the Commodores.
That's the Commodores.
I'm in on the Commodores.
There you go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There you go. By the way, we can't sing that song at 5:30.
No, there's no way. Yes.
Massacre. What a...
That would be a disaster, yes.
Yeah, like, there's no offense to... there's no one taking offense to the way we sing Creed.
Yeah.
There would be a lot
people
of people...
offended, yes.
They think we're making fun of it.
Yes.
With Creed, we're making fun of ourselves, you know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Sticks at 60% yes.
Spit it out, kid.
60% yes. Joining us now, it is Wednesday at 3:30. It's been a while since we've been able to do this. I believe we had the trade deadline, then we had a Phillies game. But Flyers and 50 with our guy, Broads. What's up, Broads?
What are you complaining about today? This nonsense with you three is a disgrace. Do you like my new Jalen Hurts shrine behind me, by the way?
Yeah, I see. It's unbelievable.
I hadn't seen
There's
that.
More to come.
I see it now.
Tough couple of practices, boys. Tough couple of practices.
Yeah, what are you thinking about that? I know you're a big Jalen guy. Have you been watching his interceptions when you're working out today?
Yep. And it's fueling me. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, listen, you got to get the uncomfortable feelings out of the way early. Instead of September and a 2-2 start, we'll do it in the joint practices. So then when September rolls around, we're 3-1 and you're out there crying that they got to bench him for Tanner McKee, making up nonsense, and then got to fight you for it. It's going to be a whole thing.
First of all, I don't make up anything.
Wow. No nonsense.
Yeah, there's no
all
nonsense.
All we do is tell the truth, and you all get offended by it.
Yeah, I know you're in the stage of your career where you want everybody to like you and whatever, so you make up this ridiculous stuff about Jalen, but at least I have the confidence to be honest about it.
No, come on. This guy just wins. You know, it's my favorite thing in the world when you get when you get the reality and the truth that what makes this guy so special, Broads? What makes him so fantastic? What makes him elite? He wins! He wins! He wins football games every day! I don't understand how you guys don't see it.
What are you, a caller?
No, Broads from South Jersey. I can easily be a caller if you want me to be.
Well, is Matvei Michkov a good player?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. I got no Flyers in me today.
Well, no, but here's my question. He's a good player, right? They win a lot of games last year?
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But he's a good player, though, right?
Yeah, but he's not the quarterback of a football
team. Oh, okay. So sometimes there's good players on teams that lose, and sometimes there's players that maybe aren't as good on teams that win. Like, right? But
yeah,
we have
but there's a great quarterback that is phenomenal and wins Super Bowls and 10-game winning streaks and then just goes on runs and then continues to have the most dominant play in football to the point where people are trying to take it out of the game and then elevating everybody else by the way that he attacks his craft nonstop and the way that he carries himself and his work ethic and determination and just the way that he's phenomenal as a human being and never loses ever because he's the greatest quarterback to ever exist and he's phenomenal and he's elite and I don't understand how you don't realize that. But anyway, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't have any other questions. This is supposed to be
not cooking at all.
Yeah, you're cooking. You don't even have any flyers.
He's cooking.
His flyers is 50.
No, this is strictly so you can put out an 8-minute video of you just saying Jalen's the best.
Yeah.
And then people comment, see, this is why you're here, bros.
Yeah.
To keep Jalen, to keep Spike and Jack in line.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I can't believe my youth catcher is the face of Philadelphia sports radio. Is that the one comment I saw?
My youth
well, listen, I can't say what other people tweet out there. Somebody feels that way, then yeah, hey, right. So be it. Yeah, you know what I mean? But listen, someone's got to bring the dose of reality to these airwaves, and Ike does,
yep.
And then there's a lot of crap flowing at the wall, and I got to be the one to clean it up. So don't get mad at me. You should be mad at all the other nonsense and all the garbage that is just vomited in that studio nonstop, and I got to come in late at night at 1 a.m. with all my cleaning supplies, okay? Till 4 a.m. to get it off the stinking walls.
Let me ask you this. This is the last time I'm talking about Liss. Where would you rank him in quarterbacks in the NFL?
One.
Who would you?
One and maybe two. Two if you want to be objective. One if you want to be real.
Okay. So you're saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, yeah. I mean, how can I argue against it after winning the Super Bowl?
All right. You have fun doing those shows. You have fun doing those shows. I hope you get a lot of likes on Twitter, buddy.
I get a lot of likes. I get a lot of people tuning in, you know, a lot of phone calls.
So are you...
What else you got for me? What else you got?
That's not the way this segment's
supposed to
go.
Give it to us.
What do I have for you? Play his thing. Here. There. That's what I got for you. Talk about flyers. It's unbelievable.
I don't have one thing.
See?
I'll tell you what, I'm a little nervous about Ranger Suarez. All right, I saw him for the first time crack. He was cracking yesterday on the bump. He started freaking out at the ump. He's having hot garbage body language. And I'm going, oh, geez, what the hell was going on? Now, I'm actually feeling good about this squad. I started to buy in, open up my heart, get ready for a playoff push. So I'm feeling good. But then I see Zach Wheeler and I see Ranger Suarez. And it's such an unknown. And that was the strength of this squad. That's what was going to help us bring us to the promised land. So the second that I'm willing to say, hey, fellas, let's go, baby. We're getting hot. We're winning games. We're doing our thing. Bottom of the lineup, consistently going. And then now it's like, well, what the hell? But you got an awesome closer and you got a ridiculous center fielder who can rob homers nonstop when he's in the lineup.
All right. So here's my complaint. I always get these, we always get these complaints. Oh, I can't believe you only do 50 seconds with Broads. Now, the first thing, he's on for like 9 minutes. That is the first. So people are mad that we're only doing 50 seconds of flyers. We usually do a lot. We bring you on. You don't have any flyers.
Nope.
Well,
and you're on for 7 minutes anyway.
What do you want me to talk about
today? I don't know.
Be honest. The last flyers news was like 6 months ago. I mean, I love the orange and black, but it's not the only thing I got. I got it all.
Do you have any problem? Do you have any problem with Schwarber catching a first pitch before the Reds game and the day before saying that he'd go play for the Reds in free agency?
I got to be honest with you. When you opened up the show, I thought, what the hell are you guys talking about today? But you kind of have a point. It's actually ridiculous to think
thank
that
you.
Before a major league game, this dude's just getting behind the dish like for a warm-up. What are you doing? Now, am I going to lose sleep over it? No. If anything, maybe it adds pressure to Dave Dombrowski and Middleton to get, because like this is the strings now, or these are the strings that he's pulling to try and get his money. So if anything, it should be very disrespectful to the Phils that he has to take this route. But it's nuts. Like, when was the last time you seen something like this?
So someone
we were saying it. I've never seen it before.
So someone did send one in, and I do remember it. So when Mike Yastrzemski was on the Giants. Okay.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay. And he's obviously his granddad is Carl Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, Carl throw to Mike when the Giants went to Boston.
Okay.
But he's also not a free agent.
Yeah, yeah. And right. He didn't yesterday. They go, boy, I'd love to play for the Red Sox.
And that wasn't even the first time, by the way. I mean, okay. This stuff has been planted for months. The
what?
Schwarber of the Reds thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, this came out like All-Star break.
Okay, I haven't even really. Oh, yeah. No, I do remember it when you said that.
Fritz has been worried for a while.
Yeah, don't you worry about me.
Well, Broads. You come in, calling us hot take artists and bringing up Jalen Hurts.
Very jolly of you.
Yeah,
we keep it very straightforward and logical and objective.
Yeah, Screamy McScreamerson over here is telling me that I'm a hot take artist.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, when are you on again, Brooks?
Tonight, after the Phillies game, I will react very accordingly.
Oh, we have that's a good little show for you then. Are you only on till 10, or is it, what's the, it's after Phillies?
Until 11.
All right,
until
okay.
11.
Yeah. All right.
And that's over with. Phillies will be done by, what, 8?
Yeah.
7:30, 8?
Yeah, it's a nice little Broad show tonight.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Most say a lot of Broad shows are great.
Oh, okay, okay.
I agree, they are.
Cut them off.
Thanks, especially Mike. When you filled in for us. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be the one to say it.
Okay, all right. Enough of you. All right, there he is, Hunter Broder.
Broads.
Broads.
He doesn't have an outro?
No. We should get him.
He doesn't
even
have an intro.
Yeah.
Who should get an outro first, him or Tornado?
Ooh.
Tornado. Well, Tornado's been begging for one for a year.
The entire time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rose doesn't have an intro?
He has an intro. Well,
he does. The Flyers and 50s.
The Flyers and 50s.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says Hunter Brody. We got to change it. The Hunter Brody thing's over.
I guess he does have an intro. Yeah. Like,
he's Broads.
Yeah, he's not a Hunter Brody either. Yeah.
No one knows who Hunter Brody is.
Yeah, he's Broads. Sorry,
it's like Buzz.
By the way, here's another day that we are not at Eagles training camp. And I've
Kelly was there.
Tom Kelly was there today?
Oh, yeah.
And Hugh Douglas, obviously.
Oh, because TK was in for Giglio.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to support the WIP Afternoon Show, the ultimatum is this. If Rod Lakin does not have us at training camp doing interviews with star Eagles players by the time camp breaks on Wednesday, I give out his cell phone number, but I am perfectly willing to give out his email address, even though he's on vacation.
Yeah.
So don't worry, he'll get back to you whenever he gets back, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. In case you don't know how to spell Odyssey, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, not Audacity.
No.
Yeah. Not Audacity. I got an Odyssey with an O.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, the word Odyssey.
And again, you don't have to flood poor Ava's emails either.
Yeah, when you get the bounce back, you don't have to email Ava. But you could just email Rod again and let him know the big dogs haven't been to training camp yet.
And he won't respond.
No, he won't respond. Well, he should. Keep emailing him until he responds. Rod.Lakin@odyssey.com. You know, he doesn't respond. But you know what you will respond to?
And what she'll respond to.
She will definitely respond if you go to BlueChew.com. You get a month's supply of those chewables for free.
Awesome.
On us. And inside of those chewables are the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Come on, man. You're going to be, she's going to tell all her friends. She's going to be like, it hasn't been like this since... for 20 years.
It really pops out and it grows.
That is what happens. Nothing that you don't need. You don't need any of those doctor visits that come with other products. You don't need to do that. They do it all at BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait in line at a pharmacy. No. It is made and shipped here in the USA directly from Blue Chew. So it comes into your mailbox in a discreet...
hard
package.
There it is. And they, as I said, they make and ship it here in the USA, so it is less expensive. No
tariffs.
There it is. But for the first month, Jack is paying for it. So your first month will be free to try. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. That is code 94 at BlueChew.com at checkout, and then you can...
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Man, listen. Let me address something real quick.
Yes,
Kyle Schwarber. Listen, I'm at the game. You know, last night, two nights ago, you hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? They celebrating you. I come Y'all showed this. See, this the third time I done showed up to a Phillies game. Zero, no hit. I'm going to stop going and supporting these dudes. Kyle Schwarber, but listen, I'm an Ohio guy. I call you the Ohio legend. But you up here, you throwing out first pitches. Like, bro, what are you doing, dog? Like, you want to go play for Cincinnati? Like, come on. Like,
it's a great city.
Ask Nick Castellano. Ask him about Cincinnati.
Great city.
You said what?
It's a great city.
Yeah. No, it's a great city. I'm not disrespecting the city. I'm talking about the organization. You know,
I'm
not gonna disrespect the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the organization. Ask Nick Castellanos. He hit 40 home runs. They ain't want to pay him, right?
Well, they were right.
You keep going from 35 yesterday to 40. He hit like 32.
Look,
they didn't hit 40.
Joey Votto, Gray Red, right?
Yeah.
They let him walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like Dela Cruz coming up. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Because they don't take care of their players. Like,
are we going to pay Dela Cruz?
You know, we?
I noticed that too.
Yeah, wow.
Did you mean the Phillies are going to pay Dela Cruz or the Reds are going to trade?
Yeah. I'm just like,
no, you guys have backed me into a corner.
Yep.
You know, Jack's been kicking the city for 2 days straight now.
Yeah, he has.
Just daring me to defend my hometown. That's what you guys have been doing.
I'm a hot guy. But look, Cincinnati is like when you talk about the three C's, they number three. You know, when you talk about the three C's,
Cincinnati,
Ohio,
Cleveland,
you know,
and Columbus. They are you kidding me?
So, hey, I'm just saying. You know, hey. Everybody know what the greatest sports team is in Ohio. We know where they reside at.
That's true.
So it's like, I'm looking at Kyle Schwarber, and it's like,
don't you dare give me Cleveland. I'm not taking a backseat to Cleveland.
Yeah. I get that. But we trying to win a World Series. Yeah. You out here, you throwing out first pitches. You have a home family reunion. I'm looking and seeing they're going to bring the hot dogs down the ribs. Everybody kumbaya kissing on the field. Like, we try to win. And then you go out there, and you don't even show up. Like, you could at least give me a home run. Give them something that they let you throw out the first pitch. Give them something. You don't do nothing, right? Let tonight, you don't do nothing. And you having a family reunion, hot dogs and all that.
You in the building tonight? You going tonight?
I'm not going to them no more. Oh. No,
that's a good thing. We need to win.
Yeah. I need to win games. So I'm back at home tonight.
Yeah, you went to open practice and Dickerson got hurt. You might be bad luck.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Man, look, I'm back home. I'm home. So I ain't traveling with these dudes no more.
All right.
So I need you to show up also real quick. We buried the lead. Because I know when Chris Sims and Jay Daniels and Dan Orlovsky, all these dudes got something to say.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it. Talk to the sheriff. The sheriff had something to say. Talk to him.
Start the show off with that. I know a guy that spoke. I'm still waiting to hear about it.
What are we talking about?
Peyton Manning.
Oh. Talking about Jalen.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear about it. Because Chase Daniels and them, when they talk, we leave the floor.
You know why? You know what, Corey? God bless Peyton Manning. All Peyton Manning does is say nice things about everyone. I mean, being honest, he's not an analyst. He just wants everyone to like him.
Also, real quick, y'all heard what Tom Brady said too.
And
he said a guy can throw 40 touchdowns and he get praise, but his defense getting their teeth kicked in. I don't want to be that guy. I wonder who he's talking about. I know a guy that played for a city that give hot dogs out. I don't know, but
no, I think he was talking about Baker, to be honest with you, because he played for the Bucks. I don't think he's talking about Burrow.
He could be, but I know somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just close out. You know, Elliott's training camp stats. I mean, I love it. You know, we support it, but it's like last year, y'all. He said it was a great training camp. Y'all said the season wasn't great. 2022. If there was a bad training camp, we saw what happened. So I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't matter. I hope it doesn't matter.
AJ Brown, you out there on the field in the open camp. We ready for battle. You in paint tops and capris. Where you, Saquon? We throwing touchdowns to AJ Dillon. Where you at? Smitty out with a bat. I only see one guy. Like, where y'all at? Come on, we got the Cleveland Browns in town. Smitty getting locked up by Q on Sunday. Like, what do these dudes think? Because they won a Super Bowl, we ain't time to show up.
Oh, it's everybody else's fault. There it is. Setting up the season. All right. He's setting up the season right now.
Yeah, I
just hope. Mike, we were saying earlier, remember the debate we had with Elliott? When he was saying he would rather he does all the safe passes and have good stats in training camp as opposed to try the other things and blah, blah, blah. I hope that's what's happened.
I do, too.
Like, I hope he's like, you know what? I have to open it up
that's
a little bit this
year.
That's
why I got to get down there, man.
Yeah.
I can't trust Elliott's eyes in how he's analyzing this because he tried to give out an A for a bunch of dinks and dunks. Yeah. Like,
well, he almost gave out an A the other day when he was 12 of 20 because he had two good plays.
Right, yes. Yeah. I can't trust Elliott, man.
No. We need your eyes there. We need your eyes. Well, if Lakin would just send us there.
Yeah, if Lakin would send us there, what is Hugh doing?
Yeah, what's Hugh watching over there?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We have you all. I've never seen a series like this with three weird start times. So it went 6:10, 6:40, and today is 5:10, a 5:10 start.
Yeah. I think Fransky had the stat last night. They're playing 10 straight games with different start times.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Every game used to be 7:05 except for in Atlanta when it was 08 or whatever it was.
Yeah. The 4:10 on Saturday and the 1:05 on Sunday.
Wow.
Back when this country.
Yes. Yeah.
At principle.
Not a proper, you know, let's get things in line.
Yeah, we have a proper country.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.